ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं तिरति स्वापरन्धियम् हरदनश्च नन्दन्तैर्विदं यचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपपदाम्बुजो दुलिस्यां जन्म जननी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी'd लाइक टू थैंक हिज ग्रेस मुकुंद दत्त प्रभु फॉर वेरी वंडरफुल एनलाइवनिंग एक्सपोजिशन ऑफ द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद। वेरी वेरी इन्फॉर्मेटिव, वेरी वेरी वंडरफुल। So today is the 13th day of the month of Magh, or the bright half of the month of Magh. You see, the moon is almost full. We're coming up to Magh Purnima. And we know month of Magh, there's Mela in Prayag, Allahabad. Now they changed it back to its real name, Prayagraj. And next Magh, There'll be Kumbh Mela here in Vrindavan Dham. Mark it on your calendar. Next year, and the government is spending 256 crore rupees for this Kumbh Mela in Vrindavan. Very exciting. So it's the 13th day of the bright half of the month of Magh. And this holy Tithi, our Lord Nityananda deigned it proper to make his appearance in this world. And we're sitting in this most wonderful Brajadham that also only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. As we heard, Lord Nityananda, Prabhupada is the manifestation of Lord Nityananda's full mercy. This is Lord Nityananda delivered the most fallen. Prabhupada delivered even more fallen than at least Jagai Madai. They had credit that they were born in aristocratic Brahmin families. We don't even have that much credit. Lord Chaitanya, he delivered the animals. We were worse than animals. So Srila Prabhupada is the full manifestation of Lord Nityananda's mercy. And he brought us here to this holy Dham of Sri Vrindavan. And in this Dham of Sri Vrindavan, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are going on, even today, Nityalila. Not that it happened 5,000 years ago, it's going on for those who have eyes to see. And in that holy Dham of Sri Vrindavan Dham, we're sitting in Ramanreti, where Krishna and Balaram used to have their wonderful pastimes. In that Ramanreti, there was a plot of land, and a pure devotee cast his eye upon it and thought that let there be a temple here in devotional service to the Lord. And this most beautiful temple of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram appeared. And as we just heard, Prabhupada, he said there's no prominent temple of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, so he established this Krishna Balaram temple here, along with Radhesham and Gornitai. And we heard why? To show that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they're not different than Balaram and Krishna. Brijandananda Naje Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So everything is very auspicious. And we know Lord Nityananda, he's so merciful. Ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kripa Bolo Kana Koro, Ami Bharo Dukhi. So, oh Nityananda, you're Nitya Anand, you're always in bliss, Premananda Sukhi, you're always in the bliss of Prem. Just kindly throw your glance on me. I'm suffering in this material world like anything due to my false ego and my uncontrollable senses. Ami Bharo Dukhi. You're Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. I'm Bharo Dukhi. I'm very unhappy. Please show your mercy upon me. Heno Nitoy Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna, Payati Nai. We will not get Radha and Krishna without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So I was very fortunate to edit one book that our dear Ishwar Prabhu published called Nityananda Charitamrita by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And there, there's many wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda, including his appearance. And that big book begins with a very wonderful verse. As soon as you see I've been all over the world, but somehow or other, our Gornitai are the most beautiful. And as soon as you see them, this verse is also the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat, also by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So both have the same verse. Ajana lambita bujo kanaka vadato sankirtanay kapitaro kamalaya taksho visvambaro dvijabaro jugadharma palo bandeja katapriyakaro karuna avataro. Now, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, but I know a little bit that Sanskrit, though most languages we have singular and plural, but Sanskrit also has dual. If you talk about two things, then the words have a special ending. Just like we say, this is my glasses. Well, that's already plural. Anyway, this is my paper. You know, then we say, well, these are my papers. There's two of them. We still say papers. But in Sanskrit, if you talk about two things, if that word happens to end with an A, then it becomes O. So in this verse, we can understand that we're talking about two things. In the first one, Ajana Lambita Bujo. Now we can take it that we have two arms. Whoever we're discussing has two arms. But by the context of the verse, we can understand we're talking about two persons. So it says Bujo, that both of them have... Janu means this knee. Ajanu means up to the knee. That's considered to be a very, very auspicious symptom when you have arms that stretch up past the knees. Ajana lambi, lamba means long. Ajana lambita bujo. Both of them have arms stretching past their knees. Ajana lambita bujo. Kanaka vadato. Kanaka means gold. Just like if you go to Ayodhya, you'll find there's one place called Kanak Bhavan, the Golden Palace. It's one of the very few places you'll see that Goddess Sita and Lord Ram are seated. All the time we see them standing, but there you'll see them seated on the throne. Goddess Sita and Lord Ram are seated on a beautiful throne in that temple, sitting there. So Kanak Bhavan, Kanak means gold. Like, Kanak Avadato, Vadato means, and both of them, Dato, both of them are shining like molten, shining like gold. Kanakavadato, their luster is like gold. Kanakavadato. Jana lambita bhujus, kanakavadato. Sankirtanayaka pitaro. Not pita, but pitaro. Both of them are the fathers, or progenitors, as Prabhuji said. Both of them are the fathers of this Sankirtan movement. Sometimes we sing that wonderful song, you know. Eshikadiya sabnadiya firchinechi gornitai. Eshikadiya sabnadiya firchinechi gornitai. Radha Krishna bol bol bolore sobai. Radha Krishna bol bol bolore sobai. Radha Krishna bol bol bolore sobai. Both of them were wandering around the streets of Nadi. Firchinechi gornitai, wondering. Shikadiya, Sabnadiya, and the whole district of Nadiya. They were wandering here and there, begging everyone. Radha Krishna Bol, Hari Krishna Bol, Hari Bol Bol. They were the fathers of this Sankirtan movement, Pitaro, both of them. Sankirtanayaka Pitaro, Kamalaya Taksho. Not Kamalaya Taksha, but Taksho. Both of them have eyes like what? Kamal. Kamal means lotus flowers. They both have such beautiful lotus petal eyes. Visvambaro, both of them are the maintainers of this universe. Not Visvambar, but Visvambaro, both of them. As we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Swayam Krishna himself. We know that he's the maintainer of everything. But Balaram Hoilo Nitai, Lord Nityananda, he's none different from Balaram, in his form and Nantashesh, he's sustaining all the universes on his hoods. So both of them, Visvambaro, both of them are the sustainers of this universe. Visvambaro, Dvijabaro. Dvija. Dvi, you can almost figure out two. And ja from like Janmastami. Two births. One who is initiated, he becomes Dvija, he becomes Brahman, he becomes born a second time. Because everybody, we have birth from mother and father. That's common with cat, bird, bee, coronavirus, everything. They have mother and father. But this birth from the spiritual master's mercy, that is most important birth. And we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his father's name was? No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath Mishra. Mishra means Brahman. Therefore, he was known as Nimai Pandit. And the father of Lord Nityananda, we're going to hear in a few minutes, his name was Harai Pandit. So Dvijabaro, not Dvijabara, but Dvijabaro, both of them are the best of the Brahmins. Not just ordinary Brahmins, but the best of the Brahmins. Yugadharma palo. This word palana means to protect, to maintain, to increase, to nourish. Just like we've all heard the word gopal. So these two brothers, Gornitai, previously they were Krishna and Balaram. They were gopals. They were taking care of the cows, maintaining the cows, nourishing the cows. So they were gopals. But now, Yugadharma Palo, not Gopal, but Palo, both of them are maintaining, nourishing, protecting this Sankirtan, this Yugadharma. So previously they were Gopals, now they became Yugadharmapals. Now they became Yugadharmapals, protecting, nourishing, spreading this Yugadharma. Bande Jagat Priya Karo. Just like Prabhupada signs all his letters, your ever well-wisher, isn't it? Priyakaro, your ever well-wisher. They're the ever well-wishers. They made such a wonderful movement. We sing that one song, Kevalananda Kanda. Their process only blissful. Kevalananda Kanda. So blissful and so easy. We do Harinam Sankirtan. Not only we're benefited, even those who hear, even if they don't care, just like one time, I was in one city where Vishnu Jan Maharaj had his big bus, and from the belly of the bus folded out this whole festival. He used to describe his bus like a big fish swimming around this ocean of material existence. Then it would stop, and then from the belly of the bus, because underneath the luggage rack is there, so from the belly of the fish, this whole festival, the stages, sound system, prasad cart, everything expanded. So every day this businessman was walking by. So one day he stopped me. He said, you guys, you're here every day chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go home at night, I try to go to sleep, and all I hear in my head is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was envious. I wish when I went to sleep at night, Hare Krishna would come in my brain. See, even they don't want spiritual life. They're so well-wishers, even people don't want spiritual life, they're getting spiritual life. Bande Jagat Priya Karo, Karuna Avataro, not Karuna Avatar, but Karuna Avataro. Both of them are incarnations of Karuna, compassion. They're so compassionate on the fallen souls in this material world. So, in Ekachakragram, in a place called Vrhardadesh, where the Ganga doesn't flow, this is another manifestation of Lord Nityananda's mercy. Lord Chaitanya appeared right on the bank of the Ganga. Very pious river. If you get birth on the bank of the Ganga, it's very pious birth. Very fortunate to take bath in Ganga every day. It's like we're here on the bank of Jamuna. Every once in a while we get to take bath in Jamuna. But Radhadesh refers to that area where no sacred river flows. Ganga doesn't flow in that place. So those are unfortunate people. So Lord Nityananda, he made his appearance there. Because in Ekachatragram, there was a very wonderful Brahmin named Harai Pandit. And he had a very wonderful, chaste wife, the mother of the whole universe, Srimati Padmavati Devi Dasi. And he was a wonderful, very learned in the Shastras, very pure in his activities. His wife was supremely chaste. And on this very day, 13th day of the bright half of the month of Magh, suddenly Ekachatragram became filled with peace. There was auspicious sounds in every direction. The water became crystal clear. Everything was so auspicious just about this time. And on this 13th day of the month of Magh, bright half of the month of Magh, then Lord Nityananda appeared. And Harai Pandit was, and Padmavati were so happy. He was so charming. Even from his birth, he was so charming. They couldn't live without their little Nitai. And as he grew, he began to manifest many, many wonderful pastimes that nobody could understand. He was keeping himself hidden. But he didn't do ordinary play. Just like boys and girls, they all play, have ordinary plays. He would only do the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Not Lord Krishna, but any of Vishnu Tattva. With all his playmates, he would have them enact, somehow or other, he was the director, have them enact so many pastimes. One time, they all came out at night to the bank of the river. And one boy played Mother Bhumi. Another played Lord Brahma, and she complained to Lord Brahma about the burden of the earth. And Lord Brahma turned toward the river, and one boy who was hidden in the bushes, he called out, "I will take my birth very soon in Gokul." Another night they made a jail cell. And at the very midnight they had the appearance. One boy played Devaki, one boy played Vasudev, and they played the appearance of Lord Krishna in a jail cell. Another time, they played the part where Vasudev carried Vasudev across the river to Gokul. They made this place called Gokul and carried him there to Gokul and switched him with the daughter of Mother Yasoda. They went to Nanda Maharaj's palace. And everybody was so astounded, they would always ask, "Nitai, where do you get all these pastimes? Where do you get all these dramas?" And Nitai, he would just smile as, "These are just my leelas. These are all my pastimes." Nobody understood the real purport. One time, they made the pastime of Bali Maharaj and Bhamandev. One boy played the part of Bhamandev, and another played the part of Bali Maharaj. And Bhamandev made 3 steps of land from Bali. And one boy played the aged Sukracharya, said, no, don't give him. This is Vishnu in disguise, come to take everything." And Bali ignored him and was arrested by the ropes of Varuna. Sometimes they played the drama of Brahadev saving the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, just like yesterday was Brahadwadasi. Everybody was so astounded how Nitai knows all these different pastimes. Another time, they took some leaves, branches and trees and made them like snakes. and put them by the river. And the cowboy, and playing as cowboys, they all came to the river, and they went into the river. One boy went into the river, and he became almost unconscious. And Lord Nittai, playing the part of Krishna, came and revived him, and then chastised that Kaliya Nag in the form of tree branches, and made him leave the river. Another time they played Putana. Another time they played Saktasura. Everybody was amazed at Nittai. Where do you get all these dramas? Nittai would just smile. These are just my pastimes. Another time, they played the appearance of Lord Ram. And they continued doing all the different Ram Leelas that they were... that Vishwamitra came and took Ram away from Dasarath. Ram and Lakshman both. And so many wonderful pastimes of Lord Ram. Then they finally... they played the pastime that... Lord Ram was wandering in the forest looking for Sita. And Lakshman found some boys played monkeys. And Lakshman says, "Who are you?" Said, "We are seeking the shelter of Lord Ram because our kingdom has been stolen from us." And Lord Lakshman, Nittai, playing part of Lakshman, he took them to Lord Ram. And they became very happy under the shelter of Lord Ram. Then they played the part where after they captured the kingdom again, the monkey king was just enjoying like anything, and Lakshman became very angry. "Lord Ram is lamenting like anything. How are you just enjoying the kingdom and letting Lord Ram suffer?" They played the part of building the bridge across. They threw leaves into the water, and played the part of the monkeys and building a bridge across the river. Everyone was astounded. He said, "Where does he get these dramas?" He said, "Lord Nittai just smiled. He was keeping himself hidden." He said, "These are all my pastimes." Then one day, one boy played the part of Ravan. And he said, "Lakshman, now you have saved yourself many times. Now you save yourself." And he shot his Shakti Shaila weapon. And Lakshman fell on the ground unconscious. And all the boys, they came running. And they saw Nittai lying on the ground, completely unconscious. And they began crying and crying, but there was no sign of life. He was totally unconscious. And all the boys became very upset. The news came to Rai Pandit in Padmavati. And they ran to the spot and began shedding tears. Their son Nittai was lying there completely unconscious. The whole village came. Everybody was lamenting and lamenting. Then one boy said, "Oh! We forgot. Today in the morning he told us that when I fall unconscious, you send the boy who's playing Hanuman to Gandhamada in a mountain range to bring the medicine. We forgot. We became so absorbed, we forgot." And they called the boy who played Hanuman. And Hanuman immediately, he set off running for Gandhamada in a mountain range. Then one boy played a great sage. He said, "Oh, Hanuman, why are you running so fast? You stay here in my ashram and rest for some time." "No, I have to go and get this medicine for my Lakshman. But at least you take bath in the river, take some food, and then you continue your journey." So he went into the river. One boy grabbed him by the foot and played the part of a crocodile and tried to pull him under the water. And Lakshman very easily, Hanuman very easily pulled that crocodile to the side and smashed it. And instead of a sage, there was a great demon who tried to swallow Lakshman up, and Lakshman defeated him very easily and continued on. He brought the Gandhamada to the mountain range, and one devotee who was playing the Vaija, he took one herb from that mountain range and put it under Nittai's nose and meditating on Lord Ram. Suddenly Nittai became alive again. Everyone was so joyful. Harai Pandit and Padmavati, they immediately embraced their son. Like this, every day they were doing these wonderful pastimes. And nobody could understand. And Nittai just smiled and said, "These are all my leelas." One day, very wonderful sannyasi, very beautiful, very auspicious sannyasi entered into Ekachakragram. And he came to the house of Harai Pandit. Harai Pandit, knowing the proper etiquette, immediately offered him a place to rest and take his bath. And he had Padmavati immediately cook some wonderful foodstuffs. And they honored the sannyasi according to all the rules and regulations. As that sannyasi was leaving, he said, "I have one request." "No, whatever you say, we're ready." He said, "I am going on pilgrimage to many holy places, but I have no good Brahmin assistant. If I could take your son with me, then it would be very nice." Harai Pandit, his heart stopped. He didn't know what to do. He thought in the past, Dasarath also had the same problem. And Dasarath gave his sons to Bhishmamitra. And now I'm in the same position. He didn't know what to do. He consulted with Mother Padmavati. And she, as a chaste wife, she said, "My lord, whatever you think is best, you do." And with a heavy heart, Harai Pandit handed that Nitai over to this wandering sannyasi. And when as they left the door, Harai Pandit watched until they were out of sight. Then he fell on the ground unconscious, weeping and weeping and weeping. For 3 months, he didn't eat any grains. And he only managed to maintain his life by meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then there's a whole chapter in this book describing, we can't even begin to imagine, many even places I never even heard of. Just like now Prabhupada was mentioning Vishnu Kanchi, they went Vishnu Kanchi, Shiva Kanchi, Sri Rangam, every place in the universe they went. They even came here to Mathura, Vrindavan. They wandered all over India to every holy place, every sacred river. They went to Sri Shaila, and there Lord Shiva and Parvati were living disguised as poor Brahmin couple. But they recognized their Lord Balaram in the form of Nitai. So they immediately cooked nice things and they had discussion. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, what they discussed, only Krishna knows. Then he traveled all the way up to meet Ved Vyas in the Himalayas. They went everywhere, this place, that place. You can't imagine so many places they visited. Somewhere along the way, by the will of providence, they ran into Madhavendra Puri. When Nitai and Madhavendra Puri saw each other, they were stunned in ecstatic love. Lord Nitai had never seen, because it says Madhavendra Puri, he's the tree of ecstatic love. They both ran to each other and embraced and fell into the ground unconscious, rolling and rolling. The disciples, Ishwar Puri, Brahmananda Puri, they were all astonished. They had never seen such transcendental love except in their spiritual master. And they're amazed. And Nityananda, and they remained embraced for a long time. When they came out of their embrace, then they sat, and Nityananda said, "Now my traveling to holy places has been fulfilled. I have seen you. I have met you. This is a fulfillment of all the piety of I have acquired by traveling to all these holy places." And what they discussed in Krishna Prem, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, only Krishna knows. After several days, they wandered together in wonderful discussions. Then Nityananda went to the south, and Madhavendra Puri headed off to the river Sarayu in Ayodhya. Even Nitai and his sannyasi, they also went to Ayodhya. Lord Nitai was in so much ecstasy in Ayodhya, he was just remembering all their wonderful pastimes there. They went everywhere. Then he separated from that sannyasi, and he came back here to Mathura, Vrindavan. And specifically, there's a place not far from Radha Damodar Mandir. Actually, after Radha Damodar Mandir, you see, if you go ahead, then you see a big archway, and you go down this alleyway, very long alleyway, and you keep on going back and back and back, and turn the corner, you come to Nityananda Bhat or Sringar Bhat. But tomorrow, just to churn the ecstasy of Lord Nityananda's mercy even more, we're going to do Harinam Sankirtan. You have to reach there by 10 o'clock. You tell the rickshaw, well, after breakfast, you don't eat much breakfast because we're going to have a feast there about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Wonderful feast at the feet after we do Harinam through the whole, the Nagar Sankirtan in the holy Nagar of Vrindavan. We'll come back and take a wonderful feast. Very, very wonderful Gornitai deities are there, very beautiful. And a very interesting Jagannath deities there, very different group of Jagannath that we use or normally see. Very beautiful place. So anyway, he stayed here. Sometimes he would steal milk from the cowherd people, and so many different wonderful pastimes he would do. But he was just waiting for when my Lord Chaitanya will reveal himself in Navadvip. He understood because he asked everyone, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He couldn't find Krishna anywhere. Yeah? Where's my Kaneya? And somebody told him, Kaneya is not in Braj. Now he's gone to Navadvip. So eventually when Lord Chaitanya revealed himself in Mayapur, then Nitai thought this is a time to go. And he headed off to Navadvip. Then one day, Lord Chaitanya, he told all of his friends at Srivasangan that very soon a great personality is coming here. Very soon a great personality will come. We have to wait for him. Then one day, Lord Chaitanya told at Srivasangan, he said, last night I had a very interesting dream. A great, huge chariot pulled in front of Srivasangan. And on that chariot there was a very handsome, more chanting than Cupid, beautiful white complexion, wearing blue cloth, blue chadar, blue dhoti, and holding a pillar on his right arm and a water pot in his left hand, on a beautiful chariot with one big golden earring in his left ear, and with a voice as grave as thunder, he asked, is this the place of Nimai Pandit? Over and over again he asked, is this the place of Nimai Pandit? Is this the place of Nimai Pandit? By this I can understand that a great personality has appeared in Navadvip town. So now you must find him. So then Haridas and I can't remember who else, they all split up into groups. And they went all over Nadia. For 9 hours they searched, but they couldn't find any information of any newcomer in the town. Any stranger had appeared, any great personality had come. They couldn't find. The Lord Chaitanya wanted to show Lord Nityananda, he's very confidential. Only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya we can understand Lord Nityananda. So when they came back, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they told, we can't find any news of any new personality in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya said, all right, come with me, I will show you. Now this next part of the book is so wonderful, I couldn't possibly do it justice just speaking it. So we'll read from Nityananda Charitamrita. On the way, Lord Chaitanya called, Murari, Murari, have you not seen Avadhut Nityananda? Saying this, he began to smile. He's now staying at Nandanacharya's house. After, when you go past our ISKCON property in Mayapur, toward the boat ghat, the next Gaudiya Math, that is Nandanacharya's house, right next, after the old big... the old Prasadam Hall, that's Nandanacharya's house. He's now staying at Nandanacharya's house. Come with me, we're going there. I'm telling you the truth. While walking, the Lord repeatedly chanted, Hari, 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 Hari. His whole body shivered and his voice choked. 5 or 7 lines of tears flowed from his eyes. The lustrous golden Lord was unable to walk. Sometimes he leaped ahead up to 5 steps like a powerful lion. And sometimes he looked behind like a mad elephant. Out of ecstasy, the Lord would make a loud noise again and again, which was as grave as the noise of a cloud. In this way, Sri Gaura Sundar finally reached the house, Anandanacharya, along with his associates. Everyone saw a jewel-like personality sitting in the house of Anandanacharya. His effulgence was equal to that of millions of suns. He was sitting in his own mood, deeply absorbed in ecstatic meditation. He was smiling all the time. Aware that Lord Nityananda was deep in trance of pure devotion, Lord Visvambara and his associates offered obeisances. Everyone stood aside with awe and reverence. No one said a word. They simply stared at him. Then Mahaprabhu Visvambara came before Lord Nityananda, who at once understood his beloved worshipful Lord was present. The form of Visvambara was as beautiful as that of Cupid. He wore an attractive dress and a flower garland. Sandalwood paste was smeared on his forehead. The luster of gold appeared most insignificant before the body of the Lord. Even the moon god hankers to see his enchanting face. The Lord's teeth resemble a set of pearls, and seeing his attractive hair, one becomes unconscious. Seeing his two broad pink eyes, one wonders, are there any more lotus flowers? His two long hands stretched up to the knees. A fine thin Brahmin thread beautified his broad chest. His forehead was wonderfully decorated with the marks of tilak, and his body looked enchanting even without any ornaments. His fingernails defeat the beauty of millions of jewels. His attractive smile is nectar. Lord Visvambara stood in front of Lord Nityananda, who at once recognized the Lord of his heart. Lord Nityananda was stunned out of joy. He stared at Lord Visvambara without blinking his eyes. He desired to lick Visvambara with his tongue and drink the beauty through his eyes. Nityananda desired to embrace Visvambara with his hands and smell him with his nose. Lord Nityananda simply became stunned. Everyone was so astonished that he did not speak or move. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of everyone, beheld the situation and began to invent ways to reveal Lord Nityananda. With a gesture, the Lord instructed Srivas to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the Lord's intention, Srivas Pandit at once recited a verse from Bhagavatam glorifying Krishna's attractive form. Varhapitam natavaravabhu karnayo karnakayam bibadvasaha kanaka kapisam vajayantim jamalam randran venuradara sudayo purayan gopa vrindar vrindaranya swapada ramanam pravishad gita kirti. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnika flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Verse 5. Hearing this verse, Lord Nityananda fell to the ground unconscious. Out of great ecstasy, Lord Nityananda remained inert as Lord Gauranga told Srinivas to continue. Awakening after a short while, Lord Nityananda began to cry. Repeatedly hearing the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Nityananda became maddened. He roared like a lion, and the sound shook the universe. He jumped up in the air so forcibly that everyone thought all his bones would break to pieces. What to speak of others? Even the Vaishnavas became afraid. They all prayed, "Oh Krishna, please save him! Oh Krishna, please save him!" Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground. His whole body became wet with tears. Seeing the attractive form of Lord Visvambara, Lord Nityananda breathed heavily. Sometimes he would laugh loudly, and sometimes he felt great happiness within his heart. Sometimes he danced, sometimes he clapped his hands, and sometimes he jumped forcibly. A golden effulgence shone from the beautiful body of Lord Nityananda. Brightly shining ornaments decorated his charming bodily limbs. Yellow cloth adorned his waist, and he wore a turban decorated with champaka flowers on his head. Tinkling ankle bells sounded as he walked. Tears filled his deer-like eyes. His enchanting smile appears as if lightning had fallen down on the earth. His captivating smile disturbed the chastity of women. His grave voice resembled the sound of a cloud. His roaring sound subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. He walked like an intoxicated elephant. Tears of love constantly flowed from his smiling face. Overflooded with love of God, Lord Nityananda's body showed symptoms of ecstatic love, such as shivering, standing of the hair on end, and perspiration. He held a golden stick in his hand as he defeated the pride of Kali. His lotus-like palms were simply wonderful. He was decorated with armlets, bangles, necklaces, bracelets, and ankle bells. His two earrings were as bright as the sun. He rolled on the ground. Sometimes he stood up shouting, "Please hold me." Then he would ask everyone, "Where is that coward boy? Can I? Where is that coward boy? Can I? Where is that coward boy? Can I?" Sometimes he uttered strange words, and sometimes he cried or laughed. Sometimes he asked for honey, and sometimes he praised his consort Revati. Sometimes he hopped. Sometimes he said one thing, the next moment something else. No one could understand what he said. The fragrance of his body limbs caused all the young girls and married women to leave their houses without hesitation. Lord Nityananda fell on the ground to offer obeisance to Lord Visvambar and humbly offered prayers with sweet words. Lord Nityananda fell at the lotus feet of his Lord. Both of them tried to catch hold of each other's feet. Both the Lords embraced each other and cried. Lord Nityananda looked at Visvambara's face and smiling said, "Where were you? I have searched the entire universe, but I could not get any news of you. Finally, I heard that the son of Nanda Maharaj is living at Navadvip in Godadesh, hiding his real identity. I have come here to catch this thief. Today I have caught you. Now, how will you escape?" Saying this, Lord Nityananda began to laugh, cry, and dance. Lord Gauranga also danced with Lord Nityananda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's ecstatic madness for Krishna, Gaurachanda cried along with all the Vaishnavas. The happiness of Nityananda increased without limit. Although everyone tried to pacify him, they were unable. When all the devotees failed to calm him, Visvambara personally embraced him. As soon as Visvambara embraced him, Lord Nityananda surrendered his life to Lord Visvambara and became still. Lord Nityananda offered his life to him, to whom it belongs, and thus remained inert on the lap of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda floated in the water of Lord Chaitanya's love, just as Lakshman lay in the lap of Lord Ramachandra, being hit by the Shakti weapon of Ravan. Lord Nityananda swooned, pierced by the arrows of love and devotion. Gaurachanda cried with Nityananda on his lap. Both lords felt indescribable happiness. Their love and affection for each other is like that of Sri Ram and Lakshman. There is no other example of the affection seen between Gaurachanda and Nityananda except this. After a while, Lord Nityananda revived. All the devotees began to chant, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." Seeing Lord Nityananda lap as Visvambara, Gadadhar smiled and thought, "This is contradictory. Lord Ananta always carries Visvambara on his lap. Today his pride has been smashed in the lap of the Lord." Gadadhar Pandit knows the influence of Lord Nityananda, and Nityananda knows the heart of Gadadhar. Seeing Lord Nityananda, the hearts of the devotees filled with ecstasy. Nityananda and Gaurachandra simply stared at one another without uttering a word. Tears incessantly flowed down from their eyes. Seeing each other stunned both of them. The tears from their eyes flooded the earth. Lord Visvambara said, "Today is a very auspicious day for me. I have seen with my own eyes pure devotional symptoms that are the essence of the four Vedas. This shivering, flowing of tears, and loud shouting are not possible for anyone except one who is empowered by the Lord. If one personally sees this pure devotional service, Krishna will never reject him. I am firmly convinced that you are the full manifestation of the Lord's energy. By worshipping you, a living entity achieves devotion to Lord Krishna. You can purify the 14 worlds. Your qualities are inconceivable, unfathomable, and confidential. There is no one existing who can defy you. You are the form of love of Krishna, the treasury of devotional service. If anyone meets you even for a moment, he will be delivered, even if he committed millions of sins. I think Krishna has a desire to deliver me. That is why he brought you to me. By huge fortune, I have seen your lotus feet. By worshipping you, I will most surely get the treasure of love of Krishna. Fully absorbed, the most enchanting Lord Gauranga relentlessly offered prayers to Lord Nityananda. There were so many talks between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, but most of them were done with gestures. Lord Chaitanya said, "I am afraid to ask you, where are you from?" The mentality of Nityananda was very childless, and he was overwhelmed with intense ecstasy. He spoke like a restless boy. Lord Nityananda knew the cause of the appearance of his Lord. He thus folded his hands and spoke very humbly. Hearing the words of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda felt shy. Therefore, he began to reveal his real identity. Lord Nityananda said, "I have traveled to many holy places. I have also seen all the holy places where Krishna did his pastimes. I saw only the holy places but could not find Krishna there. I asked some exalted personality, 'Why do I only see thorns? The places of our pastimes are all empty and covered. Can you tell me where Krishna went?' He told me that Krishna has gone to Bengal. Recently he was at Gaya, but now he has returned to Navadvip. I have heard the joyous Sankirtan of the holy name is being done in Nadia. Some people say that Lord Narayan has appeared there. I have also heard that Nadia is famous for the deliverance of the fallen souls. So being most sinful as I am, I have come here." Jai Nitai! Jai Nitai! So today is the holy appearance of Lord Nityananda. And actually, when he's revealed, I especially read this pastime because this is the real appearance when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda meet, and Lord Chaitanya reveals the very, very confidential secret of Lord Nityananda. This is real appearance of Lord Nityananda. So now we'll have wonderful abhishek of our two wonderful lords, Gaur Nitai. Afterwards, of course, there'll be a big feast at 1 o'clock. And tomorrow there's, to churn the ecstasy even more, there's Harinam from Sringar Bhat, Nityananda Bhat, where you just tell the Rikshawala Sringar Bhat, and he'll take you there and you join with us and we'll have a wonderful time. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, holy appearance of Nityananda Prabhu ki, go Premanande.